Hi there. The word for you today is God will do whatever it takes. In Romans 5 verse 20, Paul writes, where sin abounded, grace abounded much more. In Galatians 1 verse 13, Paul writes, I persecuted the church of God and tried to destroy it. Clearly, Paul had no thoughts of becoming a Christian. As a Jew, he was obsessed with the law. As an intellectual, he could debate the finest minds, articulate and educated. He was committed to the tenets of his faith. Yet, he hated Christians. He actually watched as Stephen, the first martyr, was stoned to death. And while he didn't personally throw the stones, he held the coats of those who did. Paul never dreamed that one day he'd switch sides. But you know what? When God has a plan for your life, he will do whatever it takes to fulfill it. By the time he places the hook in your jaw, he's already begun to work out his purpose for you. Even while Paul held the coats of Stephen's executioners, God had plans to use him. Just as he'd plans for you when you were out partying, doing your own thing, going from relationship to relationship, or thinking only of making money, none of that stopped God. Why? Because where sin abounded, grace abounded much more. Had Paul known what God planned that day on the Damascus Road, he might well have taken a different route, eh? But the Bible says in Acts 9, verse 3, he was dazed by a blinding flash as he fell to the ground. This proud Pharisee had an appointment with God that wasn't on his daytimer, one that knocked him off his high horse and brought him to his knees. And you know what? To bring you into submission. Submission to what? To his will for your life. God will do whatever it takes, so be warned. God will not permit your stubbornness to subvert his plans for your life. Knowing that, make it easier on yourself. Come, surrender to him today.